Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Daf Ayin, Nida 70b, pagination is 140. We're going to start on the first of the wide lines, but in order to appreciate what's going on, we will make mention of the Gemara on the previous Daf. That would be Samach Tes Amud Beis, pagination 138. The last fifth of the page, Tanur Rabbanon, we learned there are 12 things that the people of Alexandria asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Gimel Divrei Chachma, 3 things of Halacha. Gimel Divrei Haggadah, 3 Agadic. Gimel Divrei Burus, 3 that are foolish, and that we're going to start with today as soon as we get to today's daf, and Gimel Divrei Derech Eretz, 3 that are regarding the ways of the world, advice, practical advice. So let's look at our Gemara. First wide line, Shlosha Divrei Burus, 3 foolish topics. Ishto Shel Lot, they asked, the wife of Lot, Vatihi Nitziv Melach, Pasuk in Parshas Vayira, she became a pillar of salt. Is she considered a dead body and she causes ritual impurity or not? Amalohem. He answered, Meis metame. A dead person causes toma. Ve'enitziv melach metame. But a pillar of salt does not cause toma. From the description, Divrei Burus, that they're foolish, presumably he considered this to be obvious. Ben Shunamis, Ma'u Sheyitame, the son of the woman of the Shunamis story with Elisha, that Elisha brought him back to life. So is there ritual impurity? Says Rashi, Ma'u sheyitame la'achar shecheyehu. After he came back to life, did he already acquire the qualities of a dead person? So then he's a walking dead person. And he would cause toma. Michashiv kemeis, maybe he's considered dead. Amalohem, he told them, Meis metame, a dead person causes toma. Ve'in chai metame, but a live person doesn't cause toma. And of course, he doesn't cause toma. Mesim la asid lavo. Dead people, after they come to life, in the times of Mashiach, the times of Tchias HaMesim, Tzurichin HaZoah Shlishi Ushevi'i. Do they have to be sprinkled 3 and 7 because they themselves were dead? And the Para Aduma, Taira should apply to them, Oein Tzurichin, or maybe not. Amalohen, he told them, L'cheshayichyu nechkam lohen. When it'll happen, we'll deal with it. And presumably what he meant was, it'll be up to the Chachmei Hador, the Sanhedrin that will be appointed at that time, to paskin the Shaila. Why should I paskin the Shaila for them? Ika da Amri, others say, that the answer that he gave was, L'cheshayavo Moshe Rabbeinu Imayim. Listen, Moshe will be with them, and Moshe will answer the question. Okay. So those are the 3 of Divrei Burus that Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya felt dismissive towards. These aren't solid questions, apparently. Continuing in the Gemara, one of my favorite, Shlosha Divrei Derech Eretz. There are 3 things of the ways of the world, proper conduct, and they are. Mayase Odom V'yechkam. The people of Alexandria asked him, what should a person do and become wise? Omalohen, he answered, Yarbe B'yeshiva V'yimad B'sechora. He should do a lot of sitting and learning, and he should limit his other endeavors. Amru, they said, Harba Asu Ken Velo Ha'ilohem. Many people did that and it didn't work. Ella, rather, Yivakshu rachamim mimisha achachma shalo. You have to daven. You have to ask Hashem, the one who owns chachma. Shenemar ki Hashem yitin chachamim pivdasu tivuna. Wisdom is from Hashem. And you have to daven. So this is a complex Gemara. Firstly, if prayer is required and so important, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya include it in his original statement? And the answer to that may be he considered it obvious. How could you do anything in this world without prayer? Another observation. On the Yarbe b'yeshiva v'yimayit b'schoro, let him learn a lot and limit his other endeavors. They were able to ask, many did that and it didn't work. But when he added in prayer, then they have no refutation. That indeed works. That's a winning formula. Learn, limit your distractions, and daven. And that works. Let's continue in the Gemara. Four lines up. Mayasa Adam v'yisasha. What should a person do and become wealthy? Amalohen, he told them, Yarbe b'schora, let him do a lot of business. V'yisa v'yitin be'emuna, and do his interactions trustworthy, and then he'll succeed. Amrulo, they told him, Harbe also ken v'lo ho'ilu. Many did that and it didn't work. You have to daven. Hashem owns the money. Asks the Gemara, Maikom Ashmalon, what is being taught over here? If anyway you have to daven, Daha below ha lo sagi, because if you don't do the other advice, it doesn't work. This is the expression that we have in Chumash. Hashem says, "V'zacharta ki Hashem nosin l'cha koach la'asos chayil." Hashem gives you the strength to do success. A person has to recognize that the success is coming from Hashem, but he also has to do what we call the hishtadlus, what's necessary, what's obligatory upon him. Finally, the third, Mayasa Adam v'yiyilo banim zecharim. What should a person do? And he should have male children. Now, many take this to be literal. Banim zecharim, male children, literally. At the end of Kiddushin, we pointed out that sometimes in Talmudic literature, something like zachar and nekeva might actually represent the proactive as opposed to the passive. And it's not really talking about gender. It's talking about successful, motivated, able to change the world children, which sometimes the gender can be male, sometimes the gender can be female. We know many women, the expression about Sarah Schneer, someone said, tell me the person in the last 100 years that made the greatest impact on the Jewish world that every segment of Jewish society could agree to. And when people were wondering, he gave the answer, Sarah Schneer, by transitioning the Jewish world into a women's formal education standard, she created a dynamic for the women, and also she created a dynamic that the husbands learning in yeshiva would have mates, people who also value Torah so profoundly. But in any case, let's translate literally, banim zecharim, male children. Amalohem, he said, yisa isha haugeneslo, marry a woman that's fitting, v'yikadish atzmo b'shas tashmish, and act appropriately at the time of intimacy. Omru, they said, harba asu kein veloho ilu. Many did so and it didn't do it for them. Ali yivakesh rachm misha banim shalo, but you have to daven as well. Hine nachalas Hashem banim socha priyaboten. Hashem is in charge. Maikomashmalon, Dahabaloha lo sagi. Because one without the other doesn't work. This is the winning formula. Maisacha priyaboten, what is the reward of the stomach? The fruit of the stomach, Amar Rav Chama b'Rabbi Chanina b'schar shemashem atzman b'beveten, a reward for staying together on the stomach, Hedesha tazuye ishto techila, that the husband should go slower and allow his wife to reach earlier. Nosen lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu socha priyaboten, Hashem grants the reward of the fruit of the stomach. Now, again, this is brought. It's brought at the beginning of Parshas Tazria by the Rishonim. It's brought that this is the method to achieve male children. If this is a medical thing, is it a spiritual thing? Is it a reward? Sachar priyabatan of being considerate of the spouse? But in any case, these are fundamental statements in the Talmud. It's important to know the statement. And to understand may take more effort. But to know the words that Chazal talked with, and these are the words, Mayasa Adam v'yiyol abonim zecharim, what should a person do and have male children? And the Gemara describes a winning formula. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.